Welcome back to The Roundtable. I'm Ian Pickus. The legacies of two of the men who helped define our country in the 20th century are coming together in a major new exhibition. The John F. Kennedy Presidential Library and Museum in Dorchester, Massachusetts, has opened Ernest Hemingway, Between Two Wars. The exhibition focuses on Hemingway's years as an expat in Paris. Stacy Bredhoff has been the JFK Presidential Library and Museum curator since 2008, and it's my pleasure to welcome her to the roundtable.
Good morning.
For people who don't know, how did the JFK Presidential Library end up with all of this Hemingway material?
Well, Ernest Hemingway lived in Cuba, and when he passed away in 1961, he was in Idaho. And at that time, it was shortly after the Bay of Pigs incident, and it was prohibited for U.S. citizens to travel to Cuba. And his widow, Mary Hemingway, wanted to go and retrieve all of his manuscripts and photographs and all of his personal memorabilia that were still in the house. And it was the Kennedy administration that facilitated her being able to go there and bring those materials back. And so later, when it came time for her to decide where to donate the collection, she decided to donate it to the Kennedy Library here in Boston.
And when was that?
That would have been in just around, I think they came to the library in the 1970s. So they've been in part of the collection since that time.
Hemingway and Kennedy died, around the same time in the early 60s. Do we know if they had interactions before that?
Well, they never personally met, but we know that they had mutual admiration for one another. Ernest Hemingway famously coined the phrase grace under pressure, and President Kennedy used that phrase in his introduction to the book Profiles in Courage. And then Hemingway had been invited to President Kennedy's inauguration. He wasn't well enough to attend, but he wrote this really very lovely tribute to President Kennedy after having watched the inauguration on television. And he said how wonderful it was to have a brave man as president in these times.
So, Stacy, tell us a bit about what's in this exhibit.
So the exhibition covers a period of 1917, which is the date of the first published piece of fiction that Hemingway wrote for his high school magazine. And it goes through World War I, his years in Paris, through the 30s, while he traveled on safari, did big game fishing. He covered the Spanish Civil War as a correspondent and also World War II. So it really kind of takes us through some of the major events, first half of the 20th century.
Now, the JFK Museum has so much Hemingway material. How did you decide what to include in this exhibition?
Well, the exhibition is really a collaboration between the Kennedy Library and the Morgan Library and Museum in New York, and together there were three of us curators who selected the materials, created the narrative, and decided what to present. And the decision was really to hone in on this period from 1917 up until through World War II. It was one of the most dynamic, creative periods for Ernest Hemingway, and so that's really the focus of the exhibition.
Give us a sense of some of the works that came out in this time, some of Hemingway's major novels, of course.
So it was The Sun Also Rises, A Farewell to Arms, For Whom the Bell Tolls. All of those major works were created during this time. And we also have the very first book he ever published, which was called Three Stories and Ten Poems. It also has a number of articles he wrote for Cosmopolitan, Esquire magazine, and then also for Collier's magazine, the World War II. He was actually covered the landings at Normandy during World War II and also crossing into Germany toward the end of the war.
Why did you want to focus on this specific period of time?
Well, it really was one of the most dynamic creative periods of his time, and it was the period where he came to be known as a serious and important literary figure, and so it seemed right to kind of focus on that period.
What did you learn about Hemingway during the process of the research and putting this exhibition together and now having everything out on display? Was there anything that stuck with you?
Well, I think what is really striking when people walk through the gallery is to see what is on display are his actual handwritten drafts of his writing. And you get a sense of just how hard he worked. I mean, you see in his own handwriting words, sentences, paragraphs, whole pages written and then crossed out. He wrote famously 47 different endings to A Farewell to Arms. And, you know, I really wish we had the wall space to show all of them. We've got 8 of them on display, and then the final one that he actually thought was the right way to end the book. So you just get a sense of how disciplined he was, how hard he worked, the meticulous care he gave to his writing. I think one of the more interesting pieces that we have in the show is actually the first piece that people will see when they come into the gallery, and it was a letter he wrote to his father when he was 25 years old. And if there's time, I can read part of that letter.
Certainly.
He said he was writing to his father. His parents didn't really approve of his writing, and so in this letter, he's trying to explain what it is he's trying to accomplish. And he says, "You see, I'm trying in all my stories to get the feeling of the actual life across. Not to just depict life or criticize it, but to actually make it alive, so that when you have read something by me, you actually experience the thing. You can't do this without putting in the bad and the ugly as well as what is beautiful, because if it is all beautiful, you can't believe in it. Things aren't that way." And so I think, you know, at the age of 25, he really had a very clear idea of what he was setting out to do, and he really dedicated his life's work to that.
What about some of the less savory aspects of Hemingway's life? You know, I think the average person has a pretty good understanding. He was, I think, married 4 times, struggled with alcoholism, could be pretty brusque also. Is any of that represented in the exhibition?
Well, I mean, I think you certainly get a sense of the kind of life that he led in terms of, you know, at the age of 19, he was a volunteer in World War I. He was seriously injured. He was on in that inner circle of literary figures writing in Paris. He was really quite poor at the time, living very modestly with his first wife, Hadley. I mean, it takes you through all of his adventures on safari and big game fishing. And so I think you do get a sense of, you know, he was a war correspondent, that he lived life very much as an adventurer. He really had a need to be kind of in the center of the action. And yet it's very interesting, his son, Patrick Hemingway, who was actually here for the opening of the exhibition earlier this week, said that his most dominant memory of his father is of him reading, just quietly reading the newspaper or books.
Huh. Cuba plays a big role, obviously, in both Hemingway's life and career and in the Kennedy presidency. And I wonder what you make of the latest news about the reopening to the U.S. of Cuba. As we speak, you know, policy really is shifting in real time. And how does that change your thinking about what's in the museum?
Well, I think, you know, the attention on Cuba at this moment is wonderful in that it also calls attention to Ernest Hemingway and the life he led there.
During presidential years, do you find an uptick in visitors or more interest to the museum?
Well, you know, I mean, President Kennedy is such an iconic figure and already so, you know, looms large. He's kind of a towering figure in American history, and he really does transcend you know, ages and party lines. So I think in the year of a presidential election, people always have their attention kind of focused on the election, of course. But we find that the interest is really quite constant.
What are you working on next?
Well, we're getting ready to celebrate the 100th anniversary of President Kennedy's birth, which will be in May 1917, so we're kind of gearing up for that.
Stacy Bredhoff is museum curator for the John F. Kennedy Presidential Library, and she joined us to discuss the new exhibition, Ernest Hemingway, Between Two Wars. Thank you so much for your time, Stacy, and good luck with everything.
Thank you so much.
And you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.